Доброе утро, Андрей. I hear you loud and clear. Andina, can you hear me? Доброе утро, Андрей. Самая лучшая жизнь в день. Absolutely, let's say it. Good morning, Loretta. Loretta has always loved technology, I've always been fascinated by all kinds of technology, but especially space technology, because it's the very frontier of our ability to explore the universe at the moment. And I also think space is very important for future communications, and that's very important, particularly in Africa. So I want to be here personally. I wanted to meet the people whose job it is to explore that frontier. So it's been a great privilege for me to live in Moscow and study there, and then finally to get up and fly. Hi, I'm Tim McCarley. South Africans have always had a great history of excellent engineering and technological development, and we need to celebrate that and build on that tradition. And I was present at the opening of the ISSA and was very excited because I think it represents one way in which South Africa and Africa can develop a foothold in space technology. So I'd like to congratulate all of you guys for your subject choice and your choice of careers. I think it's fantastic, and wish you all very well. I hear you loud and clear. Hi, I'm Kathy. Lovely. In the short term, the weightlessness can be very disorienting because things move around in a strange way, and it can confuse the body and make you feel sick as though you're sitting on a boat. But you quickly get over that. In the because you're not using your muscles and bones, because you're not standing on anything, those can tend to waste away, so we need to exercise a lot in space if we're going to be here a long time. And then we also don't fully understand the impact of radiation, because the atmosphere protects us on Earth from all the radiation that's coming, most of the radiation that comes from outer space. And here in space, we don't have the atmosphere above us. So there's a much higher levels of radiation here than there are on the surface of the Earth, and we're still trying to understand what the long-term impacts of that on astronaut health are going to be. But nonetheless, it's, the weather is always beautiful up here. Thank you.